This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's walk into the Rose Garden doubled as a victory lap.
This was an important day because this shows that what we've been doing is right.
Experts had predicted millions more job losses in May, but as states began reopening, the government reports employers added jobs. The president seized on the gains to predict the virus pandemic's economic devastation is over.
We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world.
Still, the unemployment rate is 13.3%, lower than predicted, but still at a Great Depression level. It's unclear how many jobs lost during the pandemic are permanently gone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump also invoked George Floyd's name while praising the economic news on Friday. The president said an improving economy is the best thing that can happen for race relations in the United States.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying there's a great thing that's happening for our country. There's a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
As protests over Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody continue, the president said equal justice under the law means all Americans need fair treatment from law enforcement, regardless of race. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has renamed the area near Lafayette Park in Washington Black Lives Matter Plaza. The words Black Lives Matter have been painted in huge yellow letters along 16th Street in Washington near the White House. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning that a number of countries that have eased their lockdowns have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the WHO is urging people to continue to protect themselves and authorities to continue testing.
WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said on Friday that the epicenter of the pandemic is currently in countries of Central, South, and North America, particularly the United States. Harris told a UN briefing in Geneva, it's not over until there is no virus anywhere in the world. She also called for protesters across the world supporting the Black Lives Matter movement to take precautions, urging those taking part to socially distance, frequently wash their hands, and avoid touching their mouth, nose, and eyes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Coronavirus is spreading fast through Brazil's indigenous peoples, with deaths rising fivefold in the past month. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Brazil as a whole now has the world's second largest outbreak of COVID-19. Manaus is the only place in the vast state of Amazonas that has hospitals with ventilators. Those are already full to capacity. Doctors fear the contagion could be a death sentence for vulnerable and far-flung communities. But a chronic lack of testing makes the scale of the spread hard to gauge. For many indigenous, this harks back to the dark days of colonialism, when Europeans decimated local tribes with smallpox, then rubber tappers, gold miners and settlers brought malaria, measles and flu. Now they fear it's COVID-19.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Saturday marks the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings in World War II. However, as AP's Ed Donahue reports, fewer people will be there to mark the day because of COVID-19-related restrictions.
The 76th anniversary of the Allied invasion that turned the course of World War II comes as the world is dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Army medic Charles Shea lives in France near Normandy Beach.
Nobody can travel anymore, but we hope to see you all again next year.
Shea is 95.
I feel helpless because I am getting weaker and weaker, but in my mind, I am still with the young men that paid the ultimate price.
Shea says he knows of no other U.S. veteran making the trip to France. The pandemic poses a specific threat to the elderly, like the surviving D-Day veterans. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.